This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shudden. These days, the barrage of news coming from Washington, D.C. includes a lot that's being leaked to the media via anonymous sources. President Donald Trump and a number of lawmakers are saying the leaks are not just dangerous, they're illegal. And now there's been an arrest. The FBI has arrested 25-year-old Air Force veteran Reality Lee Winner. They say she leaked a classified document to an online magazine called The Intercept. Her mom told CNN's Anderson Cooper her daughter was totally caught off guard when the arrest came at her Augusta, Georgia home.
She came home from the grocery store and she was followed into her driveway in her home by FBI agents. She said she was very scared.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies is here to help explain what is sounding more and more like a fictional thriller. Kelly, how did the NSA come to think that Winner was the one who leaked the document?
This envelope shows up in the mail at the office of The Intercept with this document inside that describes an attempt by the Russians to get U.S. election officials to click on a link that would open them up to hacking. A reporter from The Intercept sends a scanned PDF of this document to one of his sources at the NSA trying to confirm the veracity because it's classified. And that source reports the breach. Investigators notice from the scan that the document was originally creased, and that leads them to conclude that this document was printed out. An internal report reveals that six people printed out the document, and from there they narrow it down to Winner.
Did The Intercept do anything wrong by sending this?
Journalists need to protect their sources, and The Intercept was founded to cover national security by Glenn Greenwald, who Edward Snowden originally leaked documents to. And its entire reason for being is to cover national security. So protecting people who leak information is a core part of their business strategy. Yeah, I think they fell down on this one.
The document just showed up in an unmarked envelope in the mail, and The Intercept didn't have any contact with Winner. So does that change the value of the story?
Not really. You still have to verify the information, which is why you do additional contextual reporting. The Intercept actually has an entire page of instructions under the headline, The Intercept Welcomes Whistleblowers, and the instructions detail how to use a secure drop server or an encrypted voice or message app. But they also specifically tell potential sources that you can mail documents to them.
The Intercept isn't the only news organization that's openly asking people to share information.
Almost every organization that covers the federal government and national security is actively seeking sources that will reveal what's going on inside of the government.
Is it wrong that they're asking for people to be sharing information?
The press is protected by the Constitution. The press is supposed to be the fourth estate, which is a check and balance on government.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, what do you hope that the public remembers as this case moves forward?
This is definitely going to deter people from leaking documents, and that will affect journalism's ability to fulfill its role as the fourth estate. And this is significant. I mean, it was whistleblowers or leakers who told us that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, that the CIA was running a series of secret prisons where they were torturing suspects. We get a lot of information about some of the most powerful and abusive things that our government does through initially leaks or whistleblowers.